Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joe Bakar, to our very first story. The International Monetary Fund has assured that it remains committed to supporting Ghana to firmly stabilize the economy. The fund gave the assurance in a joint press conference between the Finance Ministry, IMF, and the Bank of Ghana. Stefan Rode is IMF Mission Chief for Ghana.
All of these efforts are yielding positive results. Signs of economic stabilization are emerging. For example, economic growth has proven more resilient than initially envisaged. Therefore, we are revising our growth projection up from 2.8 to 3.1% for 2024. Inflation is declining rapidly from 54% in December 2022 to 23% in May 2024. And Ghana's international reserves have been increasing. Looking ahead, staying the course by adhering to the committed policy and reform agenda remains essential to fully restore macroeconomic stability and debt sustainability, especially in the context of the upcoming general elections. We welcome the commitment from Minister Adam and various other government officials to stay the course on reforms.
Stefan Rode is the IMF Mission Chief for Ghana. Now, Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison, also talked about how the program has helped to improve reserves and reduce inflation. However, he announced that they are looking forward to recapitalize the Bank of Ghana.
First and foremost, inflation has fallen significantly. Fiscal policy is consolidating, and foreign exchange reserve buildup has been robust. First and foremost, on inflation, we saw the trajectory in 2023 with a sharp fall from 54% at the end of 2022 to 23% at the end of 2023. This was achieved with very effective monetary policy operations, which were very costly to the balance sheet of the central bank, but very necessary for the public good.
Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Ernest Addison, speaking there. On his part, Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam touched on government's commitment to the program aimed at stabilizing the economy.
And therefore, we have turned the corner as we have said over and over. The future is brighter. Inflation, as we've also heard from the governor of the Bank of Ghana, is declining with a strong disinflation process since the beginning of 2023. In response to the ongoing fiscal consolidation, appropriate tightening of monetary policy, and relative stability in the exchange rate, headline inflation declined by 1.9 percentage points to 23.1% in May 2024.
Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam speaking there, and we shall be bringing you more in our subsequent bulletins. Away from that, representatives of cement manufacturers were expected to have a stakeholder meeting this morning where the trade minister have boycotted the engagement due to the presence of the media at the premises of the ministry. According to the representatives made up of Gassem, Dangote, Supersem, CMF and Diamond Cement, the meeting was expected to be a closed door one, hence they won't participate with the presence of the media. Trade and Industry Minister Katie Hammond therefore went ahead to address the media, indicating that he has the interest of the state and insisting of engaging the manufacturers with the media. He has been speaking to journalists.
The cement industry is beginning to detect to the political head of the organization. I'm the political head of trade and the manufacture in the country. They are beginning to dictate to me what they want. I don't think it is acceptable. They tell me if you are here, they would have no meetings with me. They do not have any intention of doing anything in the public. I don't do things in darkness. I have consistently told the whole Ghana that I have had several meetings with these guys and they wouldn't comply with my instructions.
Minister of Trade and Industry Katie Hammond speaking there. Now, to some other stories, the majority of banks in Ghana will continue to record poor loan quality in 2024, reducing their incentive to increase lending and keeping their loan to debt deposit ratio. Now, that's according to Fitch Solutions. The industry's non-performing loan ratio stood at 25.7% in April 2024, down slightly from a record high of 26.7% in the previous month, making lending very risky. Here's a Business Desk report.
The London-based firm said the high non-performing loans are affecting several sectors such as agriculture, forestry and fishing, with an LPL ratio of 67.0% in February 2024, and transport, storage and communications, which had an NPL ratio of 48.0% for the same period. While it expects the robust performance of the agricultural sector to help reduce its NPL ratio, banks remain hesitant to increase exposure to this and other sectors with high NPL ratios. It also anticipates that loan quality will remain poor in the second half of 2024 and 2025, although it believes that the NPL ratio will peak soon if it has not already. Therefore, the overall impact on loan growth will be muted in 2024. On the other hand, it said loan growth will be supported by both a stronger economic outlook and some banks increasing loan growth due to both stronger demand and supply. Meanwhile, Fitch Solutions anticipates that deposit growth will remain robust in 2024, recording a 25.5% year-on-year in February 2024, supported by an improving economic environment.
You heard a Business Desk report, and we want to stay a while longer within the financial market because government borrowed 17.22 billion cedis in June from the Treasury market. This is about 9.55% increase over the month of May. About 14.75 billion cedis was used to repay maturing Treasury bills. Meanwhile, yields continue to drift down slowly, with the 91-day and 182-day bills declining to 24.87 and 27.79% respectively. The 364-day yield also lost 16 basis point to close at 27.79%. Analysts believe the strong refinancing pressures coupled with a higher yield on Bank of Ghana's open market operation bills may likely impede yield decline in July 2024. You're still listening to The Joy Business Report. The managing director of Omnibusik Bank, Daniel Isiedu, has stated that more people have shown interest in the bank's quarterly health walk program. The exercise is designed to encourage healthy living through regular workout. Mr. Isiedu spoke to the media after Omnibusik conducted the exercise at the forecourt of the State House here in Accra.
So like I said, in terms of the attendance, the organization, and in terms of even those who are exhibiting their products, we have close to 80 different exhibitors. And it shows that people are coming to accept this health walk as a big thing in this country. And we are very proud of that. Definitely, I mean, you agree with me that in this day and age, people are having all kinds of issues in terms of their health. And if we create awareness amongst people, customers, partners, stakeholders, we believe it will go a long way to improve the health of the people around us.
Managing Director of Omnibusik, Daniel Isiedu, speaking there. Time now for MoneyLab. Pension Table Money Lab.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Nana Asante Amwaku, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. In our last edition, we discussed planning for retirement in Ghana's informal sector. Today, we will talk about personal pensions. You know, life is in stages, and how well we prepare for each stage determines how well we will live the next stage. Our retirement is one of the most important stages in life, and we must prepare for it. While we are working, it is essential to make a personal commitment to our future outside the mandatory pension provision by the government to ensure that we live a comfortable life at retirement. Don't simply retire from something, but have something to retire to. Thank you very much, and I'll see you again.
That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Now, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, yes, one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank Money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfer, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Now, Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. Thanks so much for your time. I am Pius Kojubaka. Ignition is next. Enjoy.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.